God lives and works today. Through His dearest Son, Jesus Christ, God suffered on earth 2,000 years ago. However, His suffering continues in a different way to this very day. Why? And how can we help to lessen His suffering? Listen to the following meditation by Basilea Schlink called, To Comfort Jesus.
Jesus' first way of passion was His way to the cross when He lived on earth. However, now, before He comes again, when the anti-Christian influences seem to be triumphing, a second way of passion wounds His heart. Today, more than ever before, Jesus is hated, even by people in His church. And so His heart is wounded again, pierced to the depths. We are living in the end times, the time of great hatred against Jesus. His heart is deeply hurt, for we are His creation, whom He has redeemed with His precious blood. We have heard His good news. And yet, so many of us are rising up against Him. What incomparable suffering for the Godhead! Why is there such rebellion against Jesus? The answer is in Mark 10, verse 32. There, we read how Jesus turned towards Jerusalem to begin the final stages of His passion. He began to tell His disciples what would happen to Him, and the disciples were afraid. When we begin to be anxious about what might happen to us, what might be taken from us, what we might have to suffer, let us take care. Jesus recognized clearly everything that He would have to suffer. He committed Himself to His suffering totally and completely. Out of infinite love to us, He willingly accepted the way of suffering. Why did Jesus commit Himself to suffering? Only out of love. Jesus had full claim to the glory of the Father and to all the joy in heaven. But He sacrificed everything out of love for us. He became poor, lowly, and humble, taking upon Himself humiliation and scorn. He knew that only out of sacrifice can come the life that will help and free others. You can't imagine the joy and comfort that we can bring our Lord Jesus when we're not afraid of suffering. When, like Him, we are willing to renounce our rights and commit ourselves to humiliations, suffering, and everything that is hard for us. Let us tell our Lord Jesus, O Lord, I am on Your side. May You always find me standing next to You. Today, when millions of voices are raised in hatred against You, let me be someone who thanks You for Your suffering, who is interested in bringing You comfort and joy.
Love to You, our love we proffer, such as we no other offer, love for all Your love outpoured. Love to You, our love we proffer, such as we no other offer, love for all Your love outpoured.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.